Reva Furman from Gresham, which is in Shawano County, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have
Ron.
Images here, just scrolling through some of the work samples.
All right, I'm going to start then. So first area, the traditionality of the art form, I really liked it. You know, being native myself, I really found it valuable that they were using their Iroquoian heritage and wanting to pass that on. I'm sure that in regards to preserving that art form, that, you know, they're probably some of the last ones in their community who are trying to save this form of art. So I really liked the traditionality of the art and that they chose to make it their own. I know some of the artistic qualities of the apprentices, some of their work is more like what would be our work here, woodland style type beadwork. And so I really think that Reva has that opportunity to teach these apprentices more about their Iroquoian style. So I like that part of it. I think the commitment you can see right in the work of the apprentices, a real strong commitment. I really like their comments in regards to wanting to pass this on to the younger generations. The membership in a cultural community, that's evident. They're Stockbridge Muncie band of Mohicans, and they're proud of that, and so they have a real strong commitment to their community. I thought the feasibility of the proposed work plan was right on. You know, kind of see that, you know, folk art's been passed down for generations probably in people's homes and around the kitchen table and stuff. So I really not because I'm native myself, I really like the application, the enthusiasm, and the outcomes.
Great. Thanks, Ron.
I agree. I thought this was a really strong application. I don't have too much to add. One thing that I really appreciated that Ron kind of touched on, but I want to reiterate, is that the group seems to have several, the apprentices seem to represent several generations, which I thought was a cool way to ensure that tradition is in fact passed on and sustained. I guess the only question I really had is aside from just like the skill itself, the work plan did seem to be lacking a sort of explicit description of those skills to be passed on, aside from we're gonna be beating. And the reason I point that out is because some of these apprentices seem to be pretty skilled already. And so I would have liked to see, like, how are we going to improve upon what they're doing and focus in on whatever that skill might be. It's a minor, for me at least, that's a minor complaint, I guess. But otherwise, I thought this was a really good application.
And I appreciate your comment, and I think that's what I was trying to point out, was that they're using a style of beating that ain't quite, you know, correlated to their community. And I was thinking that was what the master artist was going to be teaching them, is more how to beat in their own Iroquoian style.
Technically, in the application, the master does not address apprentice 2 and 3 in his narrative. He only talks about Reva. They only talk about Reva, so I didn't know the relationship with the other two.
Sorry, so Reva doesn't address.
Oh,
Patricia.
Reva only talks about Patricia by name, and the other two aren't mentioned in that narrative.
Okay.
I think it was just an oversight, but it made it so I don't know how those other two know each other, maybe. I also had some concerns about the pronoun use in here. There was lots of, it's important to preserve this for our culture and we, and there was a couple tribe names thrown around, and it sort of concerned me that, and I'm not Native American, so I don't want to say something stupid, but I just don't know how easily transferable you can say that these folk arts are. I mean, because you're Native American, can you say that it's important to preserve an Iroquoian style? I don't know. It was very fuzzy to me throughout the application of the Native American aspects of that. Go ahead.
Wait, could I comment while you're talking about
please.
That the Stockbridge Munsee, they are Iroquoian people. They moved to Wisconsin from the, well, forcibly were moved to Wisconsin from the East Coast.
Okay.
And so they kind of have their own style of art, traditional art. And so to me, that's what they're trying to pass on here. And so, you know, those of us who are originally from Wisconsin, our art forms are a little bit different.
Right, so I just wasn't clear, what tribal backgrounds are involved here. There's just a lot of pronoun usage that made it confusing for me to keep up with it. I did like the aspect a lot of this. I don't think they even caught themselves significance of it, but how they kept mentioning how these women are working in groups to pass these traits along, and that really was cool to me, how this, you know, one master could reach so many people through these familial networks. Like, I don't think that they even caught that themselves, because it's probably so ingrained in their culture, but it was neat to me that how much impact one of master could have because of that.
Okay. Other comments on this one?
I think the multi-apprentice model will probably work well in this case. So I kind of like that there's several their art forms. And then I think, I can't remember who was talking about it, but then the only really concern I had was with the, it seems like some of the apprentices were at much different skill levels on beadworking, so it might be a little more discussion of how the master artist will help bring up the skills of everybody involved, and sort of how logistics of the actual teaching will work, just with people at different skill levels.
And I thought there was an urgency to the application of this, that the people already, like the master already was in the process of doing a type of like recovery type work in terms of learning how to bead to begin. I mean, I think she had learned in a couple different ways. One, she couldn't find like some kind of bead master near her, so she had to go out and. Did she use the internet? I can't remember.
I know she works a little bit from, collections, materials that...
Right.
Museum pieces.
Right, right.
To reference.
So she has to do reconstruction already as it is. So I think that, the idea of that, let's pass this on along in a way where you're actually able to have a person present who has expertise to tell you how to do it, and you don't just have to reconstruct it in the future. To me, that gives it an urgency. There's no point in everybody having to go back in the future and relearn everything.
Okay. Any other comments on this one? And you can go ahead and score that.